Yesterday at this time, you would have met Derek Miller. The 37-year-old is blogging about his treatment for colorectal cancer. I asked him who he was writing the blog for. Here's what he had to say.
Well, they're for me. They're for anybody who might be reading. They're for my friends. They're for my family if they choose to read it. They're for my wife because there's stuff I put in there that I might not say to her in person and it'll bring out a conversation or I might not have said yet. And, I mean, it's also for my kids. They don't read it yet because they're young. But, you know, if things go badly or if they go well and I'm better, they can look back and read what it was like during that time, like reading my diary, except they don't have to unlock anything.
Derek's diagnosis is about 3 weeks old now. To talk about his choice to share it with all of us in this way, please welcome Barry Stein to the program. He's an 11-year survivor of the disease. He's the president of the Colorectal Cancer Association of Canada. He's on the line with us from Montreal. Hello, Barry.
Hello there.
So I think the question at the heart of our conversation today for me is about, is all publicity good publicity when it comes to colorectal cancer? And that even though there's this sort of collective squeamishness about it, the more you talk it up, the better.
Well, certainly these past few weeks, we've had a tremendous amount of news in colorectal cancer with Ontario and Manitoba announcing screening programs. So the more we do talk about it, we're hopeful that British Columbia will soon follow suit. And certainly on an individual basis, we hope to bring it to the attention of the general population, particularly those between the ages of 50 and 74, that they have to be screened for colorectal cancer.
Derek, of course, as you heard in the tape, I mean, he's not pulling a Katie Couric, right? He's not speaking to large groups. He's not doing sort of mass media writing. He's behind a computer screen. There's a level of anonymity there. Is that a good thing in your view?
I think it's an excellent thing, and really I don't see much of a connection between what he's doing and the general call for either screening or access to treatment. But what he's doing, I think, is extremely important on an individual level, number one, because it really gives him an opportunity to express himself as he ventures down the difficult road of doing treatment and healing. And I think that it also is great for those who read it. And I noticed when I took a quick look at it earlier that there were several people who commented and really they gave their feelings back to him. So it's a great way to share the experience, which is, of course, a difficult experience.
One of the things you heard in that short piece of tape, there are things that he posts in this blog, emotions, observations about himself, things that he has trouble saying out loud to his wife, for example. And then she sort of responds to the posting after the fact. Having this technological filter when you're dealing with cancer, does it get in the way of dealing with the disease at all?
I don't think so, and I trust that they don't correspond only on blog, that they actually do speak to each other.
Right.
But sometimes by writing things down, whether it's on a blog or in any other manner, it's a method of expressing how you feel, and sometimes you organize your thoughts a little bit better. In fact, sometimes if you even take a pen instead of your computer, it gives you a little bit more time to think and write really on how you feel.
Well, I guess there's writing and journaling, but then there's the posting of this kind of struggle, this journey, for literally the world potentially to see. Is that just more of a source of support, or are there any questions there to be raised?
I don't think there's so much as questions to be raised. I know that some people may feel that perhaps it's a bit impersonal, but in today's day and age, there's so many things such as Facebook and MySpace and so forth. There's so many ways online and technologically to share how you feel, listservs and emails, and of course, even on our own in the Colorectal Cancer Association of Canada on our website, we have some relatively famous Canadians who are doing that and writing their journals, such as Neil Crone, in a very comedic way and expressing himself. And he himself, Neil, who's, as you probably know, he's one of the stars of the Little Mosque on the Prairie. He had an opportunity to, when he was diagnosed with colorectal cancer, to connect with us and share his sort of episodes, his journey as he went along. And I could tell you from speaking to him, not only did it make so many of us laugh because he's such a great comedian. But it really helped him connect with his family as well.
I guess one of the things that you said earlier, though, is the fact that some of Derek's postings have inspired others to write, to talk, to maybe ask questions about colorectal cancer. That has to be good, right?
Isn't that the point? Because I can, without even knowing Mr. Miller, I can guarantee you that when he corresponds with these individuals who answer him or write him on his blog, that he in fact is enjoying it. May not be the right word, but he is benefiting from giving the advice and sharing those thoughts himself. There's a certain satisfaction that each one of us who has cancer gets, not only in talking about it, but in sharing those feelings and helping others, as much as we're being helped.
But the question I had about that, though, is the risk you may run in either passing on information that could be misleading, information that's not applicable from one person to the next. It's unfiltered in that sense. Is there a danger there?
Well, pretty much everything that we look at as patients is unfiltered, in the sense that you could look at some of the best of sites, and there are many, including our own, which is a good one, and obtain all sorts of information. But it really is not totally relevant unless you verify it with your own doctors, and that I would highly suggest before acting upon anything that you read online. And the point being, actually, that when you read something, you have to filter it as a patient. You have to use your judgment, and you can't just accept everything you just read. No more than if you open up the newspaper and see something, are you going to accept it just because it's in the newspaper? Of course not.
Mm. As an 11-year survivor, then I'm struck by what Derek had on his plate today. He had another medical appointment, just getting started down this road to treatment. Based on your experience, what would you say to him, if you could?
You know, every day is a new day, whether you're at day one or whether you're 11 years out or more. And really, you have to live each day to the fullest and really take advantage, and no matter how difficult that day is, there's always some part that you can look forward to, some sort of good part of that day to enjoy, and you really have to always make the most of it. So in a sense, while we always talk about cancer as being a difficult or bad thing, there's always a gift that comes with it, and I guess that Mr. Miller's found it through his blog.
I realize what I've said. If you could communicate with him, well, you can. You could just go put an entry up there, I suppose.
Absolutely.
Isn't that the point, right? Barry, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's Barry Stein. He is the president of the Colorectal Cancer Association of Canada. The association, by the way, is sponsoring a forum here in Vancouver coming up at the end of February, February 24th. It's a Saturday. It's a forum for patients and their supporters. All of the information can be found at bccancer.bc.ca.